So the Charity Challenge is obviously a challenge made by the One World Centre, which is a Manx charity, and it's for Year 12 students like ourselves. And the main aim is, so you get assigned a charity and then you have to do advocacy work and fundraising and get in touch with the people that run the charity, and then you make a 10-minute multimedia presentation about your charity and then present it alongside another group from every other school.
And those presentations are happening this very week. So I'm just going to say now, obviously, it might well have happened by the time you hear this, but all the best, your fingers crossed for you anyway. And we'll no doubt need to let us know how you got on. OK. Dora, so through this, you've been finding out about Village Africa, haven't you? And a very particular place. Tell us about this place.
Yes. So Village Africa is a charity that works in Tanzania, and it works in the village of Yamba, which is located right on top of a really, really high mountain. The village is so remote that before one of our charity representatives actually visited, there was no evidence that anyone had been there before. They didn't even get affected by COVID-19 because it's just so remote. Wow. So Caroline, our charity representative, was in Tanzania at the time for another field of work and had a religious calling to visit the mountains, and that's where she just discovered this amazing village. And ever since then she's been helping them and trying to build up a sustainable village for them.
So you must also all be learning quite a bit about Africa itself and about Tanzania. I mean, did you know much about it beforehand?
No, we knew nothing about it. We knew nothing about the charity and nothing really about Tanzania, so it's been great to learn, and all the people there are really, really friendly.
And you mentioned the people there. I mean, Frey, you've actually had quite regular contact with someone out there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about that person.
Francis is our case study. He's 27 years old, and he was brought up in Yamba. He also used a Simba Club where he learned to speak English, and he was given an education which has helped him get a job. He now works for another charity which helps with HIV and AIDS, and he went to university all because of the Simba Club.
That's incredible. So just explain a little bit more about the Simba Club itself.
So that works off sponsorship schemes. People anywhere can sponsor a child through their education, which can be from like primary school up to university.
And there's been a lot, Lucy, that we've been talking about as well, to do with sort of health and challenges with health there. And you mentioned there's some health seminars. Tell us a little bit more about those.
So they run health seminars for all the citizens of Yamba in the local languages. And these seminars cover everything from water sanitation to contraception, to snake bites, anything like that. They help all the citizens there. And they use the CDs from a Manx charity, Education Saves Lives, so they can just put them on their computer and listen to them that way.
That's incredible. And Dora, obviously, you know, we've been saying the competition itself is this week for the Charity Challenge. However, you did kind of intimate that you might want to carry on doing something with this charity or something in this kind of line, in this field.
Yeah, so we've become really passionate about Village Africa ever since we started the challenge, and I don't think we were expecting it because obviously you're assigned the charity. And I think also working with a charity, finding out how it all works, speaking to the other people that run Village Africa, it's made us really, really inspired, and we've really been enjoying our work that we've done so far. We definitely want to continue it, definitely throughout the rest of sick form.
We love that it's such a small charity because it feels so personal to us. Like, everything that we've done has really impacted them significantly, which we really enjoyed.
Because it's such a small charity, everything that we do, we know how it's affected the village. We know where the money's gone. So it's really nice to see. And obviously, because we're in touch with Francis, we get the feedback of it all. Like, he was telling us about the Simba Club and everything, how grateful he is for it, so
you're clearly very passionate about it, especially you're wearing the T-shirt, which is great. So you're very good at your branding as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is enabling this to reach much further afield, and hopefully lots of people in the Isle of Man are going to support this. Lucy, just remind us where people can go to support what you're doing.
So people can go onto our Instagram page, which is Village Africa Support, and then donate through our GoFundMe link that's on there. And they can also visit Village Africa's official website, villageafrica.org.uk, and they can donate through there as well.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us all about it, and all the best with it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.